Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Share for Women, share number 81. Does time appear to be flying by? And does your life seem to be fleeting? You know, you wake up one day and you realize that moments and hours have passed you by. And you worry that days and weeks are disappearing too. And even a year and a decade even doesn't feel like that much time anymore. And how did this happen? And the answer isn't complicated. Very often when we don't find meaning in our lives, the days blur together. And when we become more conscious of our spiritual goals and we work towards them, then we feel that our allotted time is full, no matter how quickly it goes by. We felt that accomplishment. So this idea of recognizing every day, every moment really, but at least try this every day, that every day is a self-contained unit of tremendous opportunity of accomplishing wonderful things to fulfill your purpose in this life, the way why Hashem sent you here. And to contemplate that when you first wake up in the morning, Maida ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayom, shechzarta bi nishmasi b'chemla rabba emunasecha. You thank Hashem that He returned your soul to you with a tremendous compassion, and His trustfulness is great, and He gives you another day of life. And when you're conscious of that, and you think about that, and you work towards thinking about what you meant to accomplish in life, and you work towards that, every moment is full of meaning. Nachman Breslov tells us that people mostly never even sit down to think about where they're headed, spiritually speaking. And most people may spend time thinking about what they ate for dinner rather than thinking about their soul and what their purpose of the soul is and what they're supposed to accomplish. Now, we make a lot of decisions every single day. We go on the internet, we read, we talk, we text, we do different things. If we're highly motivated, we make pros and cons lists of things. But do we ever really think about the deep decisions, the big decisions? Do we think about how the soul is doing? I want to quote from you, for you, the Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, in Derech Eitz HaChaim. And he says like this. He says, most of the person's life, he's thinking about his own affairs, Iske Chayeshad, things that he has to deal with in life. V'lama lo yosem elavavai, why doesn't he put it to his heart, afilo shah achas, even just a moment in a day, gam lezois, also to this, lachshe machshavas mamish, to really think real thoughts about this, mahu, who am I, v'lama bala olam, why did I come to this world, ay mamam vakish mimenu melech malchei hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the King of Kings, Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want from me? Ma yisayf kol nyana, what is the end with me? V'zui hatrufa hayoyse gedoyle v'chazoka shetuchi lahamsi neger al yetzer. This is the greatest medicine, anecdote, that you could have against the Yetzer Hara. V'hikala, it's an easy thing to do. Upolas gedoyle, has great effect. Peri Rav, the fruits of it is tremendous. Sheyamad adam achol yoyim l'pocha shah achas, they should have a person at least 1 hour, one moment, one time, 1 hour. Poni mishal kol shar kol machshavis, lebrach shev rachal inyan hazeh shamarti. And only to think of these things. V'yivakish b'levavai, and search your heart. Ma osu harishainim, avais ha'olam shekach chashak b'am Hashem. What did the avais and the imais do that Hashem desired them so much? And we could follow their ways in our own real lives today. Ma osa Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Ma osa David Mashiach Hashem? What did David do? V'chal ha-gedoylem ha-shohi lefanenu, all the gedoylem. And don't think that you can't touch upon such great men and women to do things like that. No. V'yala b'sichloi, you should think in your mind and heart. Ma toiv lo'odom kol yimei chayev lasis kein, gam hu? The good things that you could do in your life as well. V'toiv lo'i, to be good for you. So the idea being is these lofty thoughts will get you, and if you really believe in that Hashem, yeah, it, you know, Tzadik HaKohen says you have to have emunah Just like in Hashem, you have to have emunah, you have to have a belief in yourself that Hashem places great importance in you. So these contemplations and these thoughts, some people it's good to do this early in the morning. You take a walk, you let your thoughts keep you company. It's called hespidedus, you think it through. Or sometimes in the middle of the day or late in the night when the world is quiet and still and you have some free moments of time. Not to talk, not to read, just sit and think. Think about your spirituality, your future, long-term, short-term, where you came from, where you're headed, where you've grown, where you could improve. And we all need to do this. And this is life transforming. To contemplate who you are, where you're going. And it doesn't make a difference where you do it or when you do it per se, but it needs to be done regularly. We're always rushing. And we don't take time, moments to internalize what we see and what we hear and what we experience. And if we learn to pause and to sit quietly, to think about why we are here, why Hashem created you, why Hashem put you in this world, then life won't just pass by. And you'll be able to seize every moment of the day, and every day will have great meaning. So that is one big yisoid, to really, really think through and make a cheshbon ha-nefesh in a healthy way and bring out your talents and your abilities by talking to Hashem and asking him for guidance and asking him for direction and seeing Hashgacha Pratis every single day, and you ask Hashem to help you see it, to see the divine providence in your life, the way it works, and it's encouraged to learn Svarim that talk about Emunah Betachin, whether it's the Beis Halevi, there's English translations, and Chayvus Halvav Shara Betachin. The idea being is that the more you work hard towards bringing Hashem in your life, you will see Hashem's presence in your life in a more revealed, open way. While if we don't, and we just let it go by without thought, Hashem is always watching over us and guiding our lives, but it'll be more in a hidden way. We won't see it that much, and we won't experience it that much. But the more we work towards it, towards being conscious of our own soul and our connection to God, and His connection to us, and His love for us, and His compassion for us, and His hashgacha, that He, every single minute detail in your life is important to Him, that will bring great great peace of mind, great menuchas ha-nefesh, and sense of purpose to your life, utilizing the time that you have in the most beautiful way. So this is an idea that is truly life transforming, to talk to Hashem in your own language, and bringing Him in your life, recognizing every day is precious. What is your shlichus today? What you could accomplish today to make the world a better place, to touch someone's life in a most beautiful way, to touch your own life in the most beautiful way. Hashem created you and put you in this world for a deep purpose, because He loves you, because He needs you. You are important. And when you really recognize that, then you will make every day count, every day meaningful. Bracha v'atzlacha.